Amen. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, says, I for you life and death, blessing and curse, that both you and your seed may live. Amen. From the very beginning, moral agent, God, in other words, we choose which way we want to go. God's such a gracious God, and God is, he loves us so much that he died for us, and he gives us the test. It's multiple choice. Amen. And we still got to pass it. Amen. So, even from the very beginning, I mean, he gave Adam and Eve, he gave them a choice. He said, look, see all this right here? Have at it. You can have all this. Just don't touch this one. Amen? Gave them the answer. Gave them what they needed to know ahead of time, but still allowed them to choose. Amen? And our life, day in and day out, is full of choices. Some heavier than others, some more important than others, some more vital than others. Amen? Like whether you go to KFC or Popeyes is a choice. Amen? But in the whole scheme of things, probably ain't going to hurt you either, you know, whatever, right? But there's choices we make in our everyday lives that are really heavy, that can really have a long-term effect on our lives. Amen? I sometimes wish that God did not give us this freedom to choose. Amen? Because many times I've made wrong choices. I've made bad choices. I've made choices that have hurt me and hurt others. Amen? Why? Because we have flesh, and we have feelings, and we have our own thoughts about things, and we, you know, our own intellect. Amen? And we need to be careful. I wrote this down. We must be careful that our personal ambitions are not misinterpreted as divine guidance. We must be careful that our personal ambitions are not misinterpreted as divine guidance. What does that mean? Sometimes we have it in our head what we want to do. Amen? Sometimes we have it in our head what we think we should do. Sometimes we have it in our head that this is the way I want to go. But the question is it the way God wants you to go? Because if it's not the way God wants you to go, it's the way you want to go. And there's a difference. Amen? And many times we will mask our desires, what we want to do, and say, God is showing me that this is what I need to do. God is telling me. No, that's you telling you. Make sure you're clear on things. Make sure it is God that's showing you this is the way he wants you to go. Because how many of us have been there? We've been done something, And we say, oh, God has shown me. No, it was you. It was you from the very beginning. God never said nothing to you about that. Amen? Nobody told you to go open up that business over there. Nobody told you to go open up that church. Nobody told you to do this. No, that's what you wanted to do. Amen? Because trust me, when God tells you to do something, He has things laid out for you to succeed. Amen? When He tells you to do something, when He's showing you what to do, things are already prepared for you. You're just walking in it. Amen? So if you're making decisions and you're walking and things aren't, maybe He didn't tell you. Maybe that was you. Amen? Maybe that was your thoughts. Maybe that was your desires. Maybe that's what you felt you were big and bad enough to do. Amen? And then sometimes we even have the gall when we fail to get mad with God. God, why didn't this succeed? Why didn't you? Well, because I didn't tell you to go there. I didn't. You didn't even consult with me before you made that decision. You didn't even ask my opinion. Amen. You know, in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. You didn't even acknowledge me. You just went ahead and did it. I was watching. I was trying to get your attention. Amen. I was trying to say, whoa, where are you going? What are you doing? But you had your mind made up. That's what you was going to do. Amen. And now you're paying for it. Don't blame it on me. Because I would have told you, you ain't ready for that yet. But you don't want to hear that, right? A lot of times we don't want to consult God because we're afraid God's going to tell us you ain't ready yet. Because we feel like we're ready. Amen? Choices. We have to be sure. First of all, it's simple. Like the scripture says, God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen? How many young people have you seen? Oh, no, He loves me. He loves me. I'm going to marry Him because He loves me. And you're like, no, He's not the... No, He really loves me. This is God. This is God. God gave me what I was asking for. He loves me. And then they end up in a mess because God didn't tell you to marry Him. You wanted to marry Him. That was your desire. That was your choice. You didn't even consult God about it. You just automatically put Him on the bandwagon and said, yeah, I know this is from God. Do you? God told me to quit my job and go minister on the streets. No, He didn't tell you that. Make sure He did. If He really did, then like I said, things will be laid out for you. You will succeed in that. But so many times, we just don't want to work anymore. So we say, God told me to quit my job and go. No, God did not tell you that. That's you. That's you. And then when you end up getting in a bad place or in a bad position because of your choice, now you want to cry to God. Don't let your personal ambitions, amen, your personal ambitions be misinterpreted for God's divine guidance. Go about things the right way. Like I said, Our life is full of choices. Where you're going to go eat today is really not that heavy of a choice. Amen. But for those heavy ones, we really need to consult God. Acknowledge Him. Say, God, this is what is before me. This is what I'm trying to decide. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I have to make a decision about. Lord, show me what to do. Amen? Make sure you consult with God first before you make choices. Amen? Before you make choices. In Daniel 6, Daniel was faced with a choice. We're going to skip down to the 13th verse. All choices have consequences. Yes. Amen? All choices have consequences. And let me just share this with you. This is something I've learned along the way, especially in the last 5 years or so. You can't make wrong right, no matter how hard you try. Amen? You can't make wrong right, no matter how hard you try. You can justify things. You can tell me why you feel like this is, you know, you can go through the whole thing. But if it's wrong, it can never be right. Amen? Because wrong is wrong and right is right. And that's all there is to it. So you can justify it all you want. Choices have consequences. You can't buy a life at the dollar store. Amen? What that means, when life is out of control, you have to make hard choices. Stick to doing the right thing. Be faithful in your commitments. It's not easy all the time. It will cost you something to have a good and meaningful life. It costs you to make right choices sometimes. Amen? All choices have consequences. Many of our troubles occur because we base our choices on unreliable authorities. Culture, what do you mean by that? Everyone else is doing it, so I'm going to do it too. That's an unreliable authority. Tradition, wow, haven't we heard that around here quite a bit? Tradition, that's the way we've always done it. Don't mean it's the right thing now. Amen? Unreliable authority. Reason, it seems logical. Everything is not what it seems. Amen? Or this is a big one for us, emotion. It just felt right. Amen? That's why I decided to do that, because it felt right. Well, guess what? Not everything that feels good is good for you. The highest character choices are based on truth and faithfulness to your commitments. And guess what? Just like Daniel in chapter 6, you know the story, you may just get thrown into the lion's den sometimes over the choices that you make, over standing up for what you believe. Amen? It takes commitment. It takes faithfulness and consistency, no matter the results. Is Jesus Lord of your life? That's a question. Are you fully committed to Him, to your family? Filter all your choices through your commitments. What is the right thing to do? Amen? You'll hear many good business people say, when it comes time for us to make a choice about something, let's go back and point to our values. Does it line up with our values? Because if it doesn't, it's not the right thing for us. We, as children of God, need to do the same thing when it comes to making choices. And we're in between, and we're not sure. Does it line up with our values? Does it line up with the Word of God? If it doesn't, then it ain't for us. Amen? Now, we got to make that decision. We got to make that choice in the midst of what everybody else is doing, how everyone, we've always done it this way, how we feel about it, you know, how it looks, how we really want it. We gotta override all those things, and we have to point back to our values, point back to the Word of God. Does it line up? Because if it doesn't, we have to leave it alone. Amen? Because if you choose to mess with it when it doesn't line up, you will pay for it. Amen? And just like Fred says every week, yes, God will give you grace, but you will still suffer consequences. Because choices have consequences, both good and bad. There may be unintended consequences for doing what is right sometimes, but do good and right anyway. Make good, honoring choices anyway. The highest character choices are based on truth and faithfulness to your commitments, to the Word of God, no matter what the consequences. Sometimes it's easy to anticipate doing the right thing will lead to harsh consequences. You might be thrown into the lion's den, like Daniel was. When we look at the story of Daniel in the lion's den, it's one of the most loved stories in the Bible. The story is filled with intrigue and twist. A duped king forced to follow a rule he doesn't want, and bad guys torn to pieces. Somehow, Daniel survives. Daniel makes the right choice based on his faith in God, knowing the consequences of being tossed into a den of hungry lions. Nobody wants to be thrown into a lion's den, but to remain true to God and faithful to our commitments, we must be willing and ready to face the lions sometimes. We need to dare to be like Daniel. We need to dare to make right choices, the good, the God-honoring choices. Daniel stuck with his commitments. He chose the lion's den over freedom. Amen? Christians live in a world of spiritual hostility where the temptation to compromise our faith is with us every single day. In many parts of the world, standing up for Christ means suffering and sometimes death. We continue to see Christians around the world killed for refusing to renounce their faith. It may not be like that for us here, but sometimes it means ridicule. Sometimes it means being left out. Sometimes it means being passed over. It oftentimes leads to tension at home and on the job. The book of Daniel tells us how to live for God in a hostile environment. His example shows us that it can be done, but not without discomfort. You are going to be uncomfortable sometimes. Amen? Living for God. And that's all right. If you stick to your convictions, you are sure to come into trouble sooner or later. Did you hear what I said? Trouble, sooner or later. It ain't always going to be easy. The story of Daniel and the lion's den reminds us that there is a spiritual battle raging. The devil himself is like a roaring lion. Amen? Seeking who he may devour. The spiritual battle is raging. The devil himself is looking to devour us if he could. The first part of Daniel 6 shows Daniel is a man of high character, committed to prayer. He constantly honors God throughout his life. Let me tell you something. If you're talking to God all the time, it's easier to hear from him when you need to. It's also easier for you to distinguish his voice in the midst of the noise. If you're talking to him all the time, amen? If I was talking to you all the time, day in and day out, I get used to your voice. I get used to your cadence. I get used to the way you talk. I get used to hearing you. I could be in a crowd of 40, 50 people, and I could hear you because I talk to you all the time. I lunch up and I hear you all the time, so I can hear your voice in the midst of a bunch of others. Amen? So because life is hard, because every day we're in the midst of a battle, because every day we're faced with making hard choices, we need to be in constant communication with God so that we can hear his voice above all others, including our flesh. Amen? That's why the Bible tells us, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glory to God. You see, Daniel was committed to prayer. He consistently honored God throughout his life. He prays to God even when a law is written to make it illegal to pray. Character is everything. Here's a this is what allowed Daniel to go through what he went through and come out the other side. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of being selfish or having ulterior motives. Guess what? Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Amen? If you're successful, some people are going to want to hang around you because you're successful, not because they love you. They say they love you, but they just want to hang around because you got something good going on. And then some people ain't going to like you because you're successful. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. Keep telling the truth. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, peace, some may be jealous of that, but be happy anyway, be at peace anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Don't look for the pat on the back, do good anyway. Give the best you have. It'll never be enough, but give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it's between you and God. It has never been between you and them. It's never been between you and people. It's always between you and God. Daniel is tossed into the lion's den because he refused to compromise. He chose to do right and accept the consequences. When you are committed to doing what is right based on your commitments and faith in God, what you do when they call for the lions, you don't change a thing. You keep on serving the Lord. You keep on doing the next right thing. You keep on living for Christ. Whatever happens is what happens. Hold your head high, because I don't know about you, but I would rather die with integrity in Christ than live with a compromised life. Amen? It takes courage to remain faithful to your commitments and to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be challenged on your faith. Darius realizes in the chapter that he's been tricked. Daniel is wild. Darius is the out-of-control king, and Daniel is the prisoner at peace. The king could not repeal his own law because that would make him look weak. Darius is rooting for old man Daniel. He sends Daniel off to the lion's den with these words: "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." What a testimony to Daniel's faith. Unbelievers recognize true faith in God. Amen? Don't fool yourself. People can see it, whether it's there or not. If you ever wonder if God hears the prayers of unbelievers, go no further than this amazing prayer of the king. I find it fascinating that in this entire chapter, there is no indication Daniel prays to save his own skin. It's the king that is Daniel's greatest advocate. Daniel is in this mess because he refused to pray to the king, and now it is the king that is praying to God for Daniel. Daniel is thrown into the lion's den. He didn't know what's going to happen. The lion's den was a pit dug into the ground with an entrance from the side for the lions. A boulder was placed over the top. No one ever got out alive from this lion's den. Daniel was as good as dead, or so they thought. Notice what Daniel did not do. This is the lesson in what not to do when you are facing unfair consequences, even though you did what was right. Daniel did not try to escape the consequences of his decision to obey God. He did not know what was going to happen. He did not make a deal with God to save himself. Daniel was not afraid to die. He may have suspected God would rescue him, but he could not be for sure. An angel of God was sent to shut the mouths of the lions. And at the end, the key to Daniel's peace was that he trusted God. You want peace in your life? You want to be able to sleep good at night? Trust God. Trust God. Trust Him with all your stuff. Amen? Not just some of your stuff, but all your stuff. Trust Him with your finances. Trust Him with your family. Trust Him with your health. Trust Him with your job. Trust Him with your trust. Just trust God. Lord, I trust you because I know that nobody could love me more than you do. Nobody loves me more than you do. I know that you have my best interest in mind. I know that I have the victory, not of myself, but in you. So, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to stand on your word. When you can get to that point in life, you can enjoy the peace that Bible talks about that passes all understanding. Peace when everything around you is in turmoil. That's peace. When trouble is on your doorstep, when you don't know how you're going to pay that bill, when you don't know when you get a bad report, when you know all these different, when you can have peace in the midst of that stuff, that's God. That's trusting God. Amen. Amen. The enemies who plotted against Daniel are themselves thrown into the lion's den. Darius, the king, offers public praise to the God of Daniel. What amazing words from a pagan king. Or perhaps maybe he's not pagan no more. Perhaps like Nebuchadnezzar, he became a believer in the one true God. We won't know for sure until we get to heaven. Daniel 6 is a prelude to the story of Jesus Christ. The parallels between Daniel and Jesus are striking. Both are innocent. Both are hated. Both are condemned to die. Jesus was put in a tomb of death, and a stone was rolled over across the entrance. I don't know how to stop that. So, Daniel pit would not literally die as Jesus did, but Daniel was rescued, and in coming out of the pit was figuratively resurrected to a new life. In Jesus Christ, we have the real deal. Jesus died and was raised to new life. Just as God sent an angel to Daniel, he also sent angels to the Lord Jesus Christ, who testified, he is not here. He is risen, just as he said. From that pit of death came forth the Prince of Life. He is the one who has conquered death forever and ever. He is Daniel's God. His name is Jesus. He is our Lord and Savior. Daniel is a mere human who shows us what it means to make the right decision and trust God regardless of the consequences. Daniel points to Christ. The same God who rescued Daniel will rescue us from our sin if we trust in Jesus. The most important choice you will ever make is whether or not to give your life to Jesus Christ, to trust him. Amen? You can't buy a life at a dollar store. There are always consequences to the choices we make. Sin has consequences. The good news is that Jesus Christ paid the price when he died on the cross. Those who trust in Jesus are counted righteous in God's eyes, and their sins are forgiven. We ought to be running to the cross. Amen. Running to the cross and laying our sins on Jesus because he said we could. Thank you, Jesus. God honors faithfulness. Because Daniel remained faithful to God, even to the point of being willing to die, God was with him and delivered him from his enemies and from the power of the lions. All choices have consequences. Make God-honoring choices, faithful to God and doing what is right. The highest character choices are based on truth and faithfulness to the Word of God. Amen. And remember, you can't make wrong right, no matter how hard you try. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this word today, Lord, that you have given us to ponder, to meditate on, amen, to take with us as we walk out these doors. Lord, every day that you allow us to wake up, our days are filled with choices, and all choices have consequences. Lord, help us to base our choices on your word, on your will for our lives. Help us, Lord, to look to you in the midst of all the decisions we need to make. Lord, help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, for you promised us that if we did that, that you would direct our path. Lord, we don't want to go running off on our own. We don't want to go making decisions based on how we feel or what we think or what it looks like. Lord, we want to make decisions that are based on your word. Amen. We want to move when you say move. We want to go when you say go. Help us, Lord, to hear your voice in the midst of all the noise. We thank you, Lord, because you're good to us. Lord, you're long-suffering with us. You show us grace and mercy day in and day out. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Take us from this place, but not your presence. Bring us back at the appointed time. Help us to make good choices along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen.